Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 5926 Central. Let's get this party started. Start off with a little bit of, let's see. It's always so difficult. Let's see what it is. We're going to start with his poet. Let's see what his poet is talking about. We will be back in just a few minutes. But this is his poet saying, my new home.
I put new window panes in old wooden frames. I put new shiny knobs of gold on creaky doors that reeked of mold. I put a pretty pink linoleum floor over a foundation that was rotten to the core. It looked so pretty for a little while, and then it all became broken somehow. I put all my money in this project, though it seemed like failure, I was subject. I was so mad. I stood up and put my hands on my hip. I went into my room to pray because I was about to give God some lip. Because I just spent all this money and now my house has crumbled to the ground. Well, I need to know something, so me and God about to go round for round. So when I prayed, I bitterly asked why to my God. I had worked so long and my feelings were scarred. My house was gone, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried. I worked like a dog. Ugh! I was so sick and tired. And he said to me, little child, old wineskins is not fit for new wine, and your old skin is not fit for your new life. God, what are you talking about, my old skin? I don't smoke, I don't drink, and I'm not living with no man in sin. He said, yes, that's true. But there are some things you have changed, but to fully understand what I have for you, you need to do more than rearrange. My eyes got big as they blankly stared. I was lost for words. God had the poet verbally impaired. He laughed and said, daughter, you've dropped some things and picked up others. You seem to forget my name is Adonai. I know all things above and under the covers. And at that moment, my heart filled with sorrow at all he had said. Still stuck in my own self-righteous sin, and all I could do was drop my head. So I sobbed deeply and screamed, then take my life, God! No temptation can touch me when I'm dead. And he calmly patted my back and replied, no, but I'll show you how to live your new life by my will instead. And it was at that moment my skin began to shed. It was cracked, bloody, everything around me flowed red, and the pain was unbearable. Well, almost, because I endured it with a great hope of my new life in my new skin, living outside the bondage of sin. A wise poet once said, a new house built on fertile land could never reap the harvest if the old one still stands.
Welcome to 5926. What's going on? She's bringing up. You on here with me tonight?
Yeah, I'm on here. I am.
Because I always click on somebody else's phone number. I need to memorize these phone numbers. I don't know whose number I'll be, because I'd be on it. I'll be like, girl, say something.
And then they just be quiet. Just cricket.
They'd be quiet. Like cricket. But, well, since show tonight, so how was your day?
Hallelujah, and I ain't opened the door. I opened it, though. My bad. Say that again, spooky.
So how was your day?
It was a day, honey.
Uh-huh.
It was a day. Actually, what time is 8? So my work day ended a little bit after 7.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we got to, there's so much stuff. Just everything coming too fast. You got a whole bunch of stuff to do, and seems like not a lot of time to get it done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything was good. How was your Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was awesome. Our mother rolled in to church, girl.
And I know. She told me she was going when I talked to her.
Yeah, you know she hits it in that, yeah. In her little black scooter out. She walked up in there. I said, oh, yeah. I gotta preach. I said, I gotta preach for real today. I gotta preach for real.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had a wonderful time. How was your Mother's Day?
No, it was great. Hung out with the grands, and I was just missing two.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest and the next to the youngest. And and all the grands were there, and all the kids except for two.
Mm-hmm.
So we all just hung out, listen to music, eat. My oldest daughter bought her rat tail comb, the little thin one, so I could scratch the flakes out of her head.
Oh, man.
And believe me, I'm not complaining because, you know, it was, she had a lot going on, and it was, yeah.
See, I love to scratch a person's scalp. I think, I don't know why, but I love it. It's amazing. Because I'm weird.
Yeah.
Because I'm weird.
No. Mm-mm. You're not weird at all. It's calming for me.
It is.
But if I get too calm, then that person sitting in that chair, it might not feel too hot because I'll be focused on one spot.
Exactly.
She flinched a few times when I was in her head.
Oh, my God. Yes.
But, yeah, Mother's Day was great. Mm-hmm. All the kids are healthy,
mm-hmm.
You know. All the grands are healthy. Ain't nobody missing a meal. Everybody making mm-hmm. their doctor's appointment. So it's all gravy on this end.
That's cool. Well, I have bad news.
Mm-hmm.
You remember my puppy?
You said what?
I said I got some sad news.
Mhm.
You remember my puppy Sugar?
The puppy you were talking about?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I had my dogs at the ranch with my pastor.
Right. I remember you saying that you were taking them to the ranch.
So I just want to go into a moment of bozoism. So,
I can only, and he was a full-blooded pit?
Yeah.
See, that right there.
Okay. This is what I want to say. And I'm trying to stay a Christian. So anyway, I want to say this. I got a call, right? I got a call when I first put my pit bulls out there. He was like, oh, don't worry about it. I got it. You know, because he had other dogs
mm-hmm.
out there. And I went out there. We got big old
But you were already worried about it. You were worried about it before you took them.
I was, and I didn't listen to myself. So I get a call that Sugar's dead. So
did you see him?
Who, the pastor? Sugar girl.
No.
Sugar.
Okay. Did you see her?
Yeah.
In her deathly state.
Yep. I saw it. So my thing is, why, if I brought two big bags of dog food for my big dog and a big bag of puppy dog food for my four pups, right? Why
mm-hmm.
is my dog dead, right? So he said, oh, the dog tried to get out the gate, so it got stuck and I thought it was all right, but I went up the next day and she was dead. I said, oh my God, you know, because I had moved the dogs from one bozo to another bozo. So
another one, apparently.
I was like, okay. After I cried, cussed, threw stuff, I can't bring sugar back, right? So in my head, I'm like, I got to go into, you know, we go into fixing mode. Okay, I cry later. I got to fix this. Because if sugar dead, and she was one of the biggest.
Then you got to go check on you. Yeah.
Girl, so I go over to the ranch today. My Lord, Jesus. To check on the puppies. Now, I'm going to say this again. He has a kennel full of dogs, okay? So he had told me on the phone, Blue got a scratch on his face and trying to dig himself out of it, okay? Goldie, he said something about Goldie. Those are my two grown pets. So I go to where they're supposed to be lodging at. Blue's face is torn, do you understand me, around his eye. Okay?
They were fighting the dogs. They were fighting.
Oh, I'm telling you. So
they were fighting.
Or either he tried to make Blue and Blue tried to kill the dog. You get what I'm saying? Something happened.
Yeah, they were fighting them.
So Blue, and then Blue is pretty big. So Blue, you know how dogs are. Dogs get depressed like anybody, like humans do. So
yeah.
So I'm sitting there at the gate. I'm talking to Blue. He up on the gate. I said, okay, Blue, I'm taking you home. You coming out of here. So I go over because I see my black pup. He is up on, you know. And I'm wondering where the other two puppies, since one of them died. Girl, and I'm going to send you some pictures. Girl.
No, I don't want to see no pictures.
Okay, I won't. I went over to look over in this cage. Now, I done passed all his big, healthy dogs, right? Look over
right.
in the cage, girl. And only saw, I was like, where the dog, you know, where the puppies at? So one of the hands came over and said, I say, where's my puppies? He said, oh, they right there. Girl, under the railing of the fence, the puppy was small enough. I'm not talking about long because the puppy's big now, supposed to be. Under wedge, the dog is wedged.
How long have they been there?
Girl, I had them there for months, but watch this though. I just took sugar back, and the puppies was jumping and eating. So why is this I'm talking about walked dog food in there. You understand me? Why is this dog look like a rat? I got a blue pit that was there. The blue pit looked like a rat. Do you understand what I'm saying, Zan? Yeah. Oh, they eat every day. We feed them three times a day. Blah, blah, blah. I say, no way in hell you feed my dogs three times a day and they look like this. I said, do you see Blue? I said, do you see Goldie? That was, yeah. I said, you know what? I said some cuss words. I did. I said, go get my, and put my dog, I say, take them straight to the truck. I went and got the leashes for my two pit bulls and put them on the truck. Then I called Bozo number one and told him, I don't care nothing about what you're saying. You don't sleep in the backyard. My dogs are sleeping in the backyard. I don't care. I do not care. Girl, I cried all the way over to that man's house, right? Girl.
So did you take him to the bed?
Well, I got to take the white one to the bed. Which I'm doing that tomorrow. Because she ain't even moved. She lift her head, but she won't eat. She just lay on the ground, girl. Oh, my God. Then the black one, she eating and moving around. Her coat is pretty. She pepped up. I gave her, you know, we fed her till she almost popped. She was eating herself, though.
Yeah.
The gray one, the gray one eat a little bit, but then she go lay down. So I'm like, girl.
Yeah, it's something.
I was like, what kind of creepy?
Did you talk to Bozo number two?
Oh, Bozo number two, girl. So I'm in the truck, right? Because he was on the ride mode when I came through there. Because I was just coming to you know, play with the dogs, check on them,
yeah,
that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Because if you said she died from trying to get out the gate and then, you know, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm hurt, but I'm going to come every day and see my dog, right?
Right.
So after the field person put the dogs all up in the truck or whatever, I was so mad I said, God, it was just this worker. They hear me just sit in. So he called me on the phone, right? He called me on the phone and said,
hold on, well, before you finish, did you get your dog food and everything?
Girl, well, no dog. I didn't tell you that part. I'm trying not to cook. Let me just calm down right quick. Girl, well, no dog food. If you were sitting right here in this room with me, I'd say, look me in my eyes. As I tell you, there was no fudging dog food. No fudging dog food, Sam. No fudging. No Mickey fudging dog food at all. You understand what I'm saying?
But his dogs are all fat and healthy and fat, no scars,
girl,
scratches, or nothing.
Fat, nothing. So he calls me and says, Hey, daughter, that's what he called. Hey, daughter, I said, So, you know, I just took my dog to the vet today.
What that's supposed to mean?
Then he tells me, you know, they ought to be happy to be, you know, going home and all this kind of stuff. And I told myself, because I could cuss this preacher out. But I told myself, I said, Janice, I said, this is your Mickey flicking fault. This is what I said. This is your fault. I say, this is your God hot dog fault. You know what I'm saying? This is your fault. And I was so mad. I hung the phone up because my truck got a Hemi. And when you not in your right mind, you run over stuff. You run clean over, girl. So when I get to the house, right? So James said, he comes out, call when you get up so I can hold Blue while so I can attach him to, you know, back where they were. Girl, he come out there, because he thought I was playing, right? I said the dogs look like rats, right? He comes out there, and I get the content, because I had him in, I call her Miracle. I take her out of the white one with the spot over her eye. I take her out of the container. She is limp as a dish rat. Her eyes open. She's moving her head, but the rest of her body ain't doing nothing. Do you hear me?
They haven't been feeding them.
Girl,
I've been feeding his dogs with that dog food.
Yeah, and girl, I couldn't function. He had to take the dog from me. I had to shampoo all my dogs. I'm talking about shampoo. I had to treat Blue's eye. I had to treat Goldie's neck because they had tightened the collar around her neck so tight till it ate the skin. It rubbed the stuff.
Going in
first.
The husky. See? Mm-mm.
Maury had to
come. Yeah, I've seen that before. Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Yeah.
So, you know, Bozo number one ain't saved. So Bozo number one tow into the path. You know, he don't care.
Bozo number
so,
one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Bozo number two calls me and then texts me talking about I'm not going to deal with Bozo number one sending me messages. If y'all want to sit down and talk, we could sit down and talk. No, we don't want. No, I can't.
No, that ain't what he want.
No, that ain't you. You don't fudge and want to talk. No, you don't. You don't, because you're going to have to call the law. That's what you're going to have to do. Girl, I was done. You know, I'm done. Because even if you left your dog at my house, you get what I'm saying? And you didn't show up to care for your dog because I showed up. You didn't show up to care for your dog. I'm still going to feed the dog. Because, I mean, damn, you my sister, stop there and feed the dog. You my homeboy. I'm not going to sit over here and watch an animal suffer. I'm going to feed the dog. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to deal with you and say, hey, I'm fed the dog, you know, yada, yada, zeta, zeta, zeta. And this is how much money I spent to feed your dog.
Yeah.
Baby. Drop lands back to 1995.
Wait a minute. What happened in 95?
Girl, that's when I was crazy, girl. No, really, it was like junior high up into, you know, up in junior high, right in junior high times, I was a nut. But listen, so... Girl, I was in full regalia for work. I had on a leopard print dress, a cheetah print dress, or whatever it was, and some work shoes. Girl, you should have saw your 5'2" sister loading her dog on the truck. Girl,
so what they doing now?
Oh, girl, blew over there in his. Blew over there looking at the moon and barking at everybody passed by. He looking at me like, don't you ever in your life. He met me again. I went to take Blue off the back of the truck. He done jumped off the side of the truck, girl. He done leaped. Like, I know where I am. Girl, that pastor texted me, then on time I told him to, this is concluded. This is it. You don't wanna talk to me. You just move on. Move on. Don't you say nothing to me. Don't say nothing to me. One bozo to another bozo. Y'all go ahead and bozo it out. I don't understand that kind of stuff. Okay, so I had this topic in my head to talk about when I got to talk about my dog's 5 friends. Oh, this is what I want.
Hey, that's very important.
This is the topic. It's when do you let go of a friend?
When do you let go of a friend?
Yeah, when is the expiration date?
Okay. When I can't say when you're no longer on the same level, but when there's no progression, when one person is stagnant and the other one wants to move forward, like in life, in in life in general, period, whether it's education or a higher paying job or a better relationship situation with their significant other or, you know, life in general, you know, you want to go clubbing and stuff all the time, you know, that's a younger type situation. But when you want to have things in life, you know, you want a house, you want a car, you want good credit, you want bank accounts, you want to get paid and your money goes into your bank account, not to a Chime card. You know what I'm saying? So when you get to that adult type situation and that other person doesn't want to keep pushing, but you're making progress and they're hating, then it's time to let them go.
Yeah. You know.
No
disrespect. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and it's not saying that everybody has to do the same thing, but there has to be some type of forward movement. You can't just exist. You have to live.
Yeah.
You know, when it gets to the point to where, and it's just plain and simple, sometimes, you know, perfect example, have you been watching The Fresh Prince, the new version? The new one?
Yeah. It's back on already?
I haven't watched it. I'm just saying, but did you watch it up to the end of the season?
Yeah.
So you saw how Will and his homeboy, you know, the homeboy took the bullet and all that stuff, but Will is in the spot where he's trying to progress. He's trying to do better. He's learning new things. He's in a different environment. He's not in the hood anymore. He's in a different environment, you know, where his uncle's family or his aunt's family, they are big on education and broadening your horizons and all of this. But his homeboy from the hood still wants to stay in that same hood or keep that same hood mentality.
Yeah.
You know? So to the point to where you forget about the friendship, all you think is he's trying to do better than you or he thinks he's better and, you know, he's leaving you behind. But technically, if you look at it, he's making a way.
Yeah.
He gets out there and he gets his stuff done. Then you can come whenever you get ready. You can learn the same things and lessons in life that he's learned. But that's not how you're looking at it. You're looking at it like he's yours.
he's yours.
Y'all grew up in the hood together. So, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the hood. It can be anywhere. You grew up in this place, but whatever place you grew up in, you were limited in everything. But now that he's in a place where he sees more, he can do more, now you're mad.
That's
when it's time to drop him.
Yeah, because I was like, this dude jealous. This dude is in a pit party because he felt like it should be him. Well, it's not you.
Yeah.
And if you're a real friend, why not just celebrate where I am and that we not dead? You get what I'm saying?
And at some point, you can all get it in together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but whenever jealousy starts coming in thing and people start coveting what somebody else has, and instead of making their own way, you know, it's time to let them go.
Don't let them go, you know. It's time to let people go that lie on you.
Now, listen, that too. But listen, if you can remember.
I'm your best friend. This how friends do, you know.
That's not what that is. This is my thing, and that's why, like, on some of these, shows? Like the Housewives of whatever.
Yeah.
All of those different shows and stuff where you have these certain group of people who are in the same tax bracket who are all hanging out and doing all this stuff and the things that they do to each other, and they just supposed to come back and be like, you know, we're going to try and make this work, you know. I was just upset that day, but the things that you do and the things that you say, you know, it only takes one time for me.
One.
It only takes one time.
And let me tell y'all why I'm down to the one-time thing, because I have forgiven people so many times and gave them second chances, and it just got worse. Can I just testify?
It's kind of...
Let me tell y'all something. It gets worse. They're going to be worse. You want to know why they're going to be worse? Because you put up with it before. And then you forgave.
Yeah, so they figure, you know. Yeah. Okay. So now, in this right here, we've covered at least two shows that we've done. One show was, if somebody tells you who they are, believe them.
And the other one
was, let me see. If somebody tells you who they are, believe them. And the other one, dang, this getting old stuff ain't worth nothing. My mind already bad. What's the other one? If somebody tells you who they are, believe them. Oh, and some people aren't meant to be in your life for life. You know, some people are meant to come through and leave. They're just coming through to help you because it's like you're a diamond in the rough. So they come through and they roughen off those edges, soften up those rough edges, and they keep it pushing. But the whole time in dealing with them, you're learning.
Yeah, you're learning.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna mess with that no more. I'm not gonna go that route anymore. You know, and peace out. You can keep it pushing. Some people are meant to stay in your life forever. Some just are passing through.
Well, passing through. And you got to be able to accept it. You know what growth and maturity is? I accept that.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Don't be trying to put no, don't be trying to chain them to the chair leg or the.
Please,
yeah, no, let them go.
Oh, man, I can't, man. I wouldn't have no other way, man, for you to just go ahead. No, bye. But look, we'll work it out.
We'll figure it out. It's already been figured out.
No, it's time for you to go. I'm good. Thank you for your service. Bye-bye.
Yep.
You know, because like I say, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she lied on me, but we got it straight. What? Girl.
It's like being in an abusive relationship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, girl, come on.
Do talk something crazy, then come back, bring you flowers, and oh, look at the flowers.
Okay. Come on, man, you a dummy. Look, I had this conversation with a bozo, and... The thing is that, and people, I can say I understand, but I don't. When I'm through with chances, I'm through.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, you know, and people be saying stuff, and it sounds good, but I've already experienced. Mm-hmm. I haven't experienced nothing you said, but I have experienced what you do. So
right,
you get what I'm saying? It's like, well, you always hear people say that. Well, he said, girl, he said he was gonna do right this time. Girl, you know how many times he said that?
Okay, did he?
Exactly.
Just answer that question. Did he?
My God.
Or did she?
Because if he did, you wouldn't be right here at this place again. See, I always, you know, during my time of solitude, I have really understood what the situations are. It's called a fork in the road. And not a fork in the road for the person. The person has been getting everything that they want, need, or whatever. You know, they've been using you up. You had a fork in the road for your own life. Are you going to choose yourself, or are you going to choose this bozo again? And that's got to do with friendship, whatever ship you are, whatever relationship,
you
friendship, whichever ship, partnership, come on, whichever one you didn't.
Wait a minute. Kinship.
You better know it, especially that kinship stuff. Oh, come on, man.
Yes, man.
You know, I was just watching, what is that? New Jack City.
And my brother's keeper.
He said yes and shot him in the head. That's how we look when you in a retarded relationship. He shot it and killed his brother. He going to jail. Now this is a this is what I'm talking about these relationships. Relationship, partnership, you know, kinship. All that. You got to know.
All them shit.
He had to know his brother was going to shoot him. Your brother and I already pronounced in front of friends. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother didn't show you who he was when he clowned you in front of strangers, people he didn't want raised with. You get what I'm saying? Me, I'm good. You know, I may never tell you I know that you don't like me. I may never tell you that. But I know that you don't like me. And this is what I do in those type of relationships. I do not. I've made a promise this year and last year, and it worked out well, that I'm going to meet you right where you are. I'm not going to put more on it. Come on. And I'm not going to take it. I'm going to meet you exactly where you are. If you are a piece of chandelier, because I can't cuss, then I'm going to meet you right there. Hey, I'm not going to expect any more from you or any less. I'm not going to deceive myself just so you can fit into my life to corrupt it. I'm not going to do it. If you have shown me that you are not a loyal person, for example, you come to me talking to me about somebody or telling me what somebody said about me, and it's a long discussion of things they said about me, that means you sat for a while and they felt comfortable enough to tell you a bunch of stuff about me. So guess what? I'm going to meet you right where you are. I'm not telling you anything because what did you tell me? Because you had to give something to get something. That's how it works, you know.
Yeah. And you know what? You so right. You so right.
Come on, you tripping. I'm going to meet you right where you are. If you show me that you don't believe in nothing I do, like this person, I don't believe you a pastor, I don't believe you call, you a woman, you a this, you a that, but then you amen one of my posts. I'm going to delete your amen. I'm just meeting you right where you are. I don't want you to be a hypocrite or nothing. You know, I want to help you stay who you are. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm going to come hear you preach. No, slow down. I'm a woman. That will not change. I'm a preacher lady. That ain't going to change. You know, so guess what? Come to a barbecue or something. Or just don't even come around me.
Yeah.
You know how people say, like this little phrase right here, when somebody said this to me. I'm cool with being friends with you, but I ain't down with the female pastor stuff. But we not friends. Well, what you mean? You heard what I said. We ain't friends. I don't want you around me.
Yeah.
Go find somebody else to, you know. That's foolish.
And that's another thing. Whenever it gets to the point to where everything is always negative and down and all of that, it's time to move around.
Negative. Everything you say, but girl, no. I need you to move around because you do too much. And I keep your stuff to yourself. You want to carry on all that stuff, you can. Don't be coming over here trying to tell me off on it. I don't want you. Do you. Go ahead. I can't. It's like somebody called me first. Well, you know this song. You're going to be single again. What time? How many times has this happened? Oh, I ain't talked to them since then. That's been about 4 months. I ain't talked to them. Because it's people like that. It's people like that. If you're 9 weeks, you're in a bad situation. That you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need you around me. And that's a lot of people don't pick the right people to be in their circle. See, sometimes we pick people that amen everything we do, or we pick people that we can dominate, or we pick people, you know, that are actually friends. But you got to pick one. Mm-hmm. You got to pick one of these categories. Somebody, amen corner. You won't pick one of them.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. I'm telling you, if you want to be productive, put people around you that's productive. You know, they're trying to do something. They're trying to achieve something. Especially if you getting a business started, you need people around you that you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Support and feed in positivity.
Yeah. I got this spirit son, so you know, spirit son, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, he ain't no more. His wife didn't pay for something in my company, right? So when you don't pay the scripture, you get cut off. So she got cut off. Mm-hmm. He gets into it with me because she didn't pay and she got cut off. And all she had to do was say, I'm going to pay it so and so or wait a minute or whatever. So they called me talking to me crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, I'm good. So he was like, you going to still come do the ordination? No. You going to still do it? No. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. I ain't trying to be mean, but I'm just saying, what are you spending your time doing? For real? And who are these people? Are you? Come on.
Yeah, the right is right. That's just what it is.
That's just what it is. I think this time by myself, I've really seen people, a lot of people that I really can't deal with. I'm like, did you really just say that to me? And I don't know if I was in a daze or preoccupied that I didn't see these people's personality.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come out, where you stay at? Don't even worry about it. I'm not telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing it. So if you come to town and you ask me where I live, I'm going to tell you. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a good show. We got 10 minutes left in the show.
Do we?
Girl, yeah, we do. What did we talk about? Oh, I did a bozo is a moment.
Mm-hmm. That's what that was.
I'll keep y'all informed on the dog because she gonna leave. I got anything to do with it. She gonna move. She gonna leave.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all watch the bozo. All I'm gonna say. We used to listen to this sermon called Watching Dogs. Y'all watch the bozo. And always remember, a female can be a bozo.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And an elderly person, Lord forgive me, but for real, an elderly person can be a bozo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sure can. Just watch out for them bozos. They come in all shapes, sizes, and colors and ages. And what do we call them? Ships.
Ships, yeah.
And all kinds of shit.
Some of y'all need to
man.
For real.
And y'all need to investigate who y'all have on y'all ship. That's what y'all need to do. throw them bozos overboard.
For real. beautiful hill, right in the deep water. My God.
All right, y'all.
That's it, you know. Suzanne covered it for me because I was going to say, check your ship. Somebody, you going to ship with it, jump. You know, shoot Ricky and make sure both of them honey. But she covered it out. We love you. It's been real. We'll talk to you next Monday. Hasta la vuelta. Mm-hmm.